Station, Andy Station. Radio check, please. This is KO4NUE.
KO4HDX. Hey, Chad.
Got to clear out. I'll explain later. Thank you, sir.
KO4HDX. Mobile monitoring. 24CTD mobile. And Wyatt, correct? Everything's going good for you this Monday morning.
Gonna make a run over to Georgia this morning, and it's gonna be a 4-hour run. We'll see how far the repeater will go.
Like no fun.
I need to talk full of cops today, so taking the back rates as much as I can.
276 either.
414 over at 25. Then I have to hit the interstate. It's going to take too long to go back roads until Athens.
Hit 11 and run down that way.
I'm actually going to Macon this morning. Well, morning, afternoon. So that's a 4-hour trip, and 11 takes me the wrong direction for the most part.
Yep, I get you.
The traffic this morning said, don't go 85. It is packed full, slow going, 10 miles an hour from 14 to Pelham. I'm like, yeah, no.
Normal for that stretch of 85 anyway. So what you going down to Macon, Georgia for?
The lab is down there, and it's actually going to be quicker and cheaper for me just to drive all my stuff down than it is for me to try and ship it. Fuel price is getting a little bit cheaper, but it's still, you know, a lot of large stuff.
Yeah, as long as you can manage it with time, sometimes you're better off just to do it yourself.
Some of the stuff I could calibrate here with, you know, like WWV, but some of the other stuff not so easy to do. So just have a count lab do it.
And if something does go wrong, it puts the liability where it belongs, on the lab that done their calibration.
And since, you know, I work with the feds, it'd be much better if somebody else had that liability.
Shame to have to think about things that way.
I wish I had a cow lab that was local that could do all of my RF-related calibrations. I mean, we got local labs that can do weights and scales and even barometric pressure and temperature sensors, but nobody local that can calibrate RF.
Surprising for this area not to have something like that.
It is surprising. We used to a long time ago. And they got balled out, and then they got balled out again, and they stopped doing RF, and they got balled out again. And, you know, it's kind of weird. This last time, I had a barometer that had to go in for calibration, and they shipped it all over Kingdom Come to get it calibrated, and it's like, oh my gosh, people. And they lost it. They lost it for like 3 weeks, and I'm like, dude, you know, I'm only taking a week off for vacation while everything's out for calibration, and this thing's been missing for 3 weeks.
We had some of the same issue with our torque wrenches and stuff. We send them out, and they get bounced over, depending on which one it is, and it's just a headache anymore.
Headache?
They're sending them to National Machine, but then I don't know what they do with them.
If you ever need to know, CMI Labs is in Macon. It's over near Warner Robins, and they do almost everything.
Keep that in mind.
I mean, got bought out by Cross Measurements, and they don't have, they have some kind of cow lab here that's local. I think they do a lot of BMW stuff. But everything else they have to ship off to somewhere.
I mean, it's places don't want to deal with the small items like we are.
But, you know, I did check all around for anybody that could calibrate RF equipment, especially in the AM modulation scheme, since I work on aviation stuff. And they're like, nope, we don't do that. We don't know anybody that does that.
Not surprising with the airport and everything else that's around here. But Wyatt, I am backing into my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 73s for now. You take care of yourself and be safe on your trip today. Okay, 4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
KJ4 CTD mobile.
KJ4 CTD, W4DJW. Still there, Wyatt?
Good morning, Dave. KJ4 CTD mobile.
Good morning, Wyatt. You do very many SMA coax connectors. Are you familiar with the difference between a N.FL and a U.FL surface mount coax connector?
Anything about an N.FL? I'm not sure what that is. I know what a U.FL is, and I try not to deal with SMA, if at all possible.
All right. I just wondered if they were interchangeable, because I found a lot of U.FLs. But I can't find many N.FLs, and the board I got specifies the SMA connector on the board as a N.FL. And I'm trying to find specs on their sizes and not having a lot of luck.
Well, like I said, I've never actually heard of N.FL. I wonder if that's a smaller connector.
I don't know. It comes on those TDC clicks I told you about, the micro click boards. Are you familiar? You remember that?
Just that the other day, and I looked through their GitHub repo, and they have just so many choices. How in the world are you going to figure out what to get?
Well, I ordered mine. They came in, I believe it was Friday, or might have been Thursday. Might have been Saturday. I don't remember. Anyway, they came in. They said they were going to have cables with them, but they don't have any cables, so I'm scouring the internet for a N.FL to a SMA connector. They've got a clock generator, and they've got a digital time creator, and you got to put the clock generator into the digital time creator to get better accuracy. So I could do it without it, but I want to do it with it, or I just want to get the cables ordered. So even if I do it with an onboard clock, which is only 8 megahertz, it won't be as accurate, but it'll be a start while I wait for the cables to come in.
Well, I'm going to say that more than likely you need the U.FL, because like I said, I've never heard of it. N.FL, everybody I know uses the U. That's about all I can tell you about it.
Well, I might just go ahead and get some U's and just see if they work. They clamp on, right, on the surface mount socket. They just push them on, and they snap on. And they look to be pretty close to the same, but I can't find the dimension sheet. Anyway, I might just order some. They're not that expensive, and just try them out and see if they work. Other than that, you say you're going to be on the road for the next 4 hours?
I'm heading to Macon today. Dropped all my RF stuff off at the Cal Labs, and then I'll be down for a week or so, and hopefully the hurricane won't hit the calibration lab.
Macon, Georgia, huh? You're going, I can't remember where Macon is. You're going 85 toward Atlanta for a while?
About Athens area, then I'm turning south.
I was just pulling up the map to see where that is. It was south of Atlanta where I used to go to race airplanes.
Warner Robins Air Force Base is. And I think the word I'm supposed to be taking is like US 129 or something like that. All the way down. Oh, and by the way, to answer another question that you had several days ago, you were asking about the propagation maps. And I would need... I've already done it at the 350 and the 450 level, and then I would just need to know the phase tilt to figure out how things would work out.
Who you get that from, Johnny or Landon?
Tilt comes in. Where do you actually want the signal to go? Yes, Johnny, he wants it to reach around the world. That is totally unhelpful. So I need realistic expectations. And then we can figure something out.
You going to control that by the distance between the antennas? Or how are you going to control that? Say again?
By line sections. Because you're phasing the two antennas that are already phased. So you make one delayed or advanced from the other. and that adjusts the entire signal. It's not like a mechanical tilt.
Oh, you make one transmission line longer than the other, right?
So, you know, we can go 10 degrees, 20 degrees. Wouldn't go much more than that.
And if you make the top one longer than the bottom one, that tilts the angle down, and if you make it shorter, it tilts the angle up?
Driving, in traffic. I can't remember. It's either that direction or the other way. Sorry, I can't remember right off the top of my head.
So you just need to be able to know what, or somebody just needs to pick an angle, right? How much down do we want, right? Like, we want 2 degrees down or we want 10 degrees down?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you should do some shadows at 2 degrees and some shadows at 10 degrees and then say pick. Pick which one you want, because the shadows are going to be a lot longer at 2 degrees than they are going to be at 10 degrees.
Also, knowing the service area, you know, do we really want to try and reach Columbia or not? You know, I mean, that's, you know, where do you want your best signal to be? Because with two antennas running, you're going to have better signal all around. But you really need to define the service volume.
Well, I guess that's an opinion. Everybody's got one, right? I'd say we get it back to where it was with the previous repeater, where the thickest part of the densest part of the reception is pretty much 50 miles out. So then you get all the way up to underneath of the repeater, and then you have the possibility of going 100 miles on a good day.
If you consider that, you know, your antenna generally points, it generally does not have an electrical tilt to it at all. It just points straight out, which means you lose half your radiation to space. Space shuttle, ISS should get really good reception, but, you know, it's where do you want the main lobe to sit?
You mean when they're coming over the horizon, they get really good reception. If you could have that as your own personal antenna to talk to the ISS, which we don't.
So, you know, sure, you know, if you want main lobe to be sitting 15 miles this side of Clinton, which will cover everything underneath, and it'll still cover further out, just not as well further out.
So how do you calculate that angle from where the tower is to 15 miles this side of Clinton?
Or calculus, or kind of guess, and just run the software 10 or 15 times.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was thinking you had a way to get a cross-section of the Earth and look at it. I guess you could draw a line between, on Google Earth, you could draw a line between the repeater site and 15 miles this side of Clinton, and then do a cross-section of the Earth, and then you could measure the angle as it went from the antenna on the mountain down to 15 miles this side of Clinton.
I'm trying to, which is basically the same thing that you're describing.
Yeah, you'd use trig once you did that to get the angle. You'd get the distances and then calculate the angle. So Macon, Georgia, just a little bit north of Warner Robins, southeast of Atlanta, southwest of Augusta, and south of Athens. Hey, well, when are you going to peel off 85 and head down south? If that was you, you only brought up the repeater twice. Yeah, you're picket fencing already. When you come back up to the top of the hill, tell me what your location is. See where it starts picket fencing. W4DJW, standing by.
What's been this shit? I'm at Furman Golf Course.
Oh, you haven't even left the area yet. Yeah, you shouldn't be picket fencing at Furman Golf Course. But you sounded okay that time.
I don't know what's between me and the repeater at this point.
Space, air. Nothing but air. from Furman to the repeater is line of sight.
I know what?
Yeah, but it's still got something on it. That's not, I can't put my finger on it. You're 100% readable, but you got some, it's like your picket fence. It's like you're going past a stand of trees and it's blocking you every, really, really quickly every once in a while.
Something bizarre. I'm in Burritoville now. KJ4CTD Mobile.
Well, that was the best transmission lately. That was full-scale, full quieting. was broken up. Do you have a loose mic connector?
Yes. Radio's in the back of the truck, mic's in the front of the truck.
You got a remote head up there close to you?
The D710.
And when you key it up, the signal strength while you're keyed up stays solid? It doesn't drop off?
No drop off.
Yeah, because that one was 100% full-scale, full quieting. The one before that was a little scratchy. That's kind of weird from where you are. Are you running really low power? Are you like on 5 watts? How long's that antenna been on there, on that vehicle?
I take it off about every 5,000 miles.
Yeah, you're solid now. But as soon as I say you're solid, next time you key up, it usually jinxes it. And then it just brings the repeater up and down. Anyway, so you're going to be on here for 4 hours, huh?
Yeah, something like that. And, I found another hole because I've been going back and forth to Clemson. And I think it's Table Rock that's blocking. I still haven't actually looked, but it runs from Sunset to about 6 miles.
Oh, well, I'm zoomed all the way out on my map to see Macon, Georgia, and Greenville, South Carolina at the same time, so I'm not seeing what it is, that blockage, Table Rock. You're talking about the Table Rock that's over near Clemson, not the Table Rock that's up near Glassy Mountain.
Table Rock that's next to Caesars.
Well, I didn't know there was any shadow from Table Rock over in the Berea area.
No. Sunset to 6 miles.
Sunset, that's like west of Pumpkin Town?
Affirmative.
Remember Glenn Farr that used to be on here, lived on Paris Mountain?
Vaguely.
He did model airplanes and trains, and he's really big into AM ham radio restoration, AM gear. He moved to Sunset. I think it was Sunset. I'm not 100% sure, but something that had sun in his name.
Sunset's the only sun anything on 11, but it could be somewhere else.
I thought it had sun in its name and it had place in its name, but I don't know how they merged it, like Sunny Place or something like that, but it might have been Sunset. I don't know. It was a place I never heard of until recently.
Still kicking?
Yeah, he is. He checks in on our net every now and then. Not with any consistency. He'll be gone for 6 months and then you'll hear him. I heard him probably a couple of months ago.
Who knows? I may actually check into the net tonight. It depends on what time I'm driving back. I don't actually have a radio on inside the house. That's why I just don't manage to do it anymore.
Did you reallocate that to something else, or did it get fried, or what happened there? You used to have 2 or 3 of them, didn't you?
Melvin has issues that just have never been resolved, and I haven't sent it back in to get it fixed. It's got some transmit-related issues. And then my spare D710 that I was using as an eye gate, I have a slight problem that when I move my office to the front bedroom, to the formal living room, there's no windows I can go out with an antenna. And I haven't figured out the best way to do that.
You don't want to go under the floor, or you don't want to drill a hole in the floor?
They just put hardwood floors in everywhere on that floor. So, no. But they're going to have to put another air vent in that room, because I only have one, and all my computer equipment tends to overheat if I close all the doors in the office while trying to work. And so maybe I'll drill a hole into the floor, or maybe I'll reopen the wall and drill it through the wall.
That sounds like your best bet. Drop it in through the wall instead of messing up your new hardwood floor. Was it your 710 that we replaced the filters on? Was that one of your 710s? I can't remember.
Actually, I think you replaced them on both of them.
And they're still working? The one that you're talking on now and the other one?
Well, I remember we did it on both of them because both of them had, one had the issue that required it, and then I was like, we must have gone and replaced the other one too, because it'll develop the issues, because they're only like, maybe 30 units different on serial number.
Didn't I replace them on mine at the same time? That would be the one I'm talking on right now.
Good.
Okay, so we should never have to worry about that problem again because we got from a batch that didn't have that issue, right?
Yeah.
Does the TS-2000 have that issue? Do you remember?
The TS-2000 is every time I hit the auto-tune button, it never comes out of transmit after it's done the tune.
No, that's a different issue. That's on HF.
Hey, you know, I haven't tested the 2 meter 440 side of the TS-2000. I should see that sometime.
And that's in the house somewhere?
Yeah, it's unplugged somewhere. Doesn't have an antenna hooked to it at the moment. Can't get out the room.
Well, you'll have to address that pretty soon, won't you? All right, well, I was just keeping you company on your drive down there. I'm going to go back to hunting for my cable. I waste so much time hunting on the Internet for connectors like that because I don't have anything to build those things that tiny. And if you don't get it right, it'll blow a whole lot of other work that you're doing. Anyway, I'm going to go back to hunting for N.FL specs versus U.FL specs. See if I can use a U.FL on a N.FL SMA connector. Anyway, be careful out there, Wyatt. You get bored and you want to talk, I'm listening. W4DJW.
KJ4, CTD Mobile.
W4DJW, standing by.